So what's going on here today?
We're having a rally to support the SF8, which are 8 men who are arrested for a crime that they were acquitted of almost 30 years ago.
And what's going on here today?
Their hearing is at 9 o'clock. So we're having a rally saying, free the SF8.
Right on. Can you tell us more about the case? What's it about and what's going on?
The case is about a vendetta against the Black Panther Party that is being reopened from 30 years ago.
Okay. Tell us what's going on.
We're out here today because there are 8 elders, community elders in the community that have been arrested on false charges, and we're here to get them out today. We're here trying to raise awareness. We're here trying to get the public to know that COINTELPRO is still alive, that former Black Panthers and people that are doing good work in the community are being targeted, and so that's why we're out here today, to free the SF8.
Can you tell us a little bit about the case and what it involves?
So about 30 years ago, 8 members, former members of the Black Panther Party, and people who weren't even members of the party but who were just doing good work in the community, got framed with a murder of a police officer in San Francisco, and they got taken into custody. Some of them got taken into custody in New Orleans, and there in New Orleans were tortured in an effort to get a confession for a crime that they didn't commit. And so that case was thrown out because there was no evidence against them, because they were unjustly accused of this murder. And so now here we are 30 years later, and they actually went through a grand jury process about this case. It got thrown out of the grand jury because there was no evidence. And so now they've all been rounded up again. And so there's still no new evidence. The prosecution has not submitted any new evidence. So these brothers are being held. They've been held for over 4 months now, and we're just trying to get them out.
Wasn't there some element of torture 30 years ago or so?
Mm-hmm. They were tortured in New Orleans. Horrible things that were committed against them in their bodies, in their spirits. Yeah, they were definitely tortured. There's a video out called The Legacy of Torture, which goes real into detail from their own personal stories about what happened to them in New Orleans. It's really disturbing, the things that the government will do to people in this country that are fighting for freedom and that are trying to do good stuff in the community.
So what's going on here today?
So today, this is awareness raising. We feel like the community really needs to know what's happening, and they need to know that there are people who are locked up who should not be in prison. We want them to know that. We want the brothers to know that we're out here, that we support them. Today they're going through another arraignment process. I think today they're going to hear on the bail, because they each have a $3 million bail in order to get them out. So these are brothers, again, who for the past 30 years have been doing work in the community, have not been a public threat, have not done anything illegal. There's no reason why their bail should be $3 million each.
So how can people here in the Bay Area continue to support these people?
One thing is, we're definitely collecting donations because we want to get them out. So today, like I said, they're hearing about the bail. Hopefully we can get it lower, but we still need to get the bail money together. The brothers have, we've already gotten a lot of donations so that we can get computers to them so that they could do their own work inside the prison. We also want people to come out, keep posted whenever there's some sort of an action like this. We want people to be out here. We need to have a lot of folks. We need people to come and visit the brothers here so that they keep their spirits up and keep their morale up, and spread the word. Let other folks know about what's happening.
Awesome. Thanks. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No. Thank you so much for your time.
Cool. Thanks.
All right.
The real terrorists in the USA. The real terrorists in the USA.
This is the San Francisco 8 case is probably the biggest case that's going to be happening. And I think it'll bring back all the old Panthers and 60s and 70s activists. This case is, again, about putting the Panthers in prison. If we remember, the FBI director back in the 60s said the most dangerous threat to the U.S. government was the Panthers. Actually, the most the most courageous group of activists in during those hectic years were the Panthers. We must support them. They are the ones that have been the inspiration for the movement.
All right, tell us what's going on here.
We're out here today sending a message to the state around the SFA case. Basically, number one, that they meet the immediate demands that the brothers be let free and all charges be dropped.
And what got you out here personally?
Just a commitment to the struggle and a commitment to see justice executed, to try to stop this juggernaut of a state from persecuting these community members, community activists, and the commitment to black liberation in this country. That's what got me out here.
What effects do you think a case like this has on grassroots communities?
It has a tremendous impact. I mean, this is basically in many ways a test run. We see a number of different cases like this and a number of different movements. This is the black liberation movement, but there's also similar cases going on right now in terms of the use of grand juries and secret evidence in the environmental movement. In particular, I think it's one of the highlights, but in terms of looking at stopping resistance, this is a case run for the United States government. So we have to resist it on that basis and really understanding what the history of these cases. It's not the first time the grand juries have been used. Won't be the last time, but under this particular context, with the so-called war on terror, this is a real important one.
Right on. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
That's it.
All right. Thank you. Okay, go for it.
Free the SFA.
Well, I know after hearing about what happened to the SFA, about them being illegally tortured and put in jail. It actually happened to me. I was standing on the street corner, and there was another incident with some other folks. The cops asked me what was going on. I said, I don't know what's happening. This was in North Beach. And next thing I know, I landed in jail without having my rights read to me. I was held for 12 hours before they released me, and they released me because they had nothing to go on. So then I got a public defender because I couldn't afford a lawyer. And my lawyer said that if I was the only black man on the corner, there was an accident, people were fighting, and I got sent down to jail without any reason or cause. And then I don't know what the proper terminology is, if they call it acquitted or case thrown out, but when I got to court, they let me go because there was no case. It was false charges. So if these guys that were political activists, I know that it was a lot worse because they took me, they stripped me naked, searched my ass. Oop. I don't know if I have to bleep that out. Check my genitals. And I was just an innocent bystander. The only black man on the street. So I know there's something wrong. And being a black man, it's sad that one of my life goals is not to be thrown in jail growing up. And to always try to be greater than the rest. It's just not a proper place to be. So that's why I'm out here with my son, just trying to represent a little bit.
Right on. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
Always, but I'm going to cut it short.
Cool.
All right.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Free to San Francisco 8.